American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 483. Here is the translated text as follows: William Wems and seven others. On the evening of March 5th, around 9 o'clock, I heard the bells ringing and ran out to see where the fire was. I went down to the South Meeting House and saw men and boys armed with clubs coming along. Some were cursing the soldiers, saying they would destroy them and sink them. William Davis, a sergeant major of the 14th Regiment, recounted his experience on Monday evening, March 8th, around 8 o'clock. He was heading towards the north end in 4th Street, near Wentworth's Wharf, when he saw about 200 people in the street ahead of him. He stepped aside and observed several individuals with clubs, large sticks, and some with guns. They were moving down the street in groups of two and three abreast. He saw no soldiers in the street, but heard them saying, "Damn the dogs, knock them down. We will knock down the first officer or bloody-backed rascal we shall meet this night." Some of them then said they would go to the southward, join some of their friends there, and attack the damn scoundrels, driving them out of town, as they had no business being there. Apprehending danger in his regimentals, he went into a house at the north end and changed his dress. On his return, near Dock Square, he heard a great noise, whistling and rattling of wood. He saw a large number of people in the market knocking against the posts and tearing up the stalls, saying, "Damn the lobsters, where are they now?" He heard several voices. Some said, "Let us kill that damned scoundrel of a sentry and then attack the main guard." Others said, "Let us go to Smith's Barracks." And others suggested, "Let us go to the rope walks." They divided. The largest number went up Royal Exchange Lane, another party up Fitch's Alley, and the rest through the main street up Cornhill. He went into King Street and, looking towards the Custom House, saw a number of people seemingly in great commotion. Near the fish stall at Oliver's Dock, he met a great number of people coming towards King Street with clubs and large sticks. It was past 9. One of them was loading his piece by Oliver's Dock and said he would do for some of these scoundrels that night. The people were using threats against the soldiers and commissioners, saying, "Damn the scoundrels and villains of soldiers and commissioners, and damn the villain that first sent them to Boston. They shall not be here 2 nights longer." He went to his barracks, the roll had been called, and there was not a man absent, except some officers that quartered in the town and their servants. Immediately after, he heard a gun fired in King Street, and afterwards two or three more. Nathaniel Russell, a chairmaker, was at his own house on the evening of March 5th, between 9 and 10 o'clock, when he heard the bells ring. He ran out to see where the fire was and went down to the South Meeting House, where he saw men and boys armed with clubs coming along. Some were cursing the soldiers, saying they would destroy them and sink them.